This week in West Virginia history, bridge builder Lemuel Chenoweth died at his home in Beverly in Randolph County on August 26, 1887, at age 76. He was a renowned builder of churches, houses, sideboards, beds, buggies, wagons, and even dominoes. However, he's best remembered for his covered bridges. In the 1840s, the state of Virginia was taking bids for bridges to be constructed on the Stanton-Parkersburg Turnpike. U.S. 250 and State Route 47 generally follow this route today. Legend has it that when Chenoweth arrived in Richmond with a model of his covered bridge, the planned design attracted little attention. But then he supposedly placed the model between two chairs, stood on it, and challenged the other bidders to put their models to the same test. Although some dispute the story, Chenoweth received the contract to build all the main river crossings for the center section of the new turnpike. His many bridges included the earliest covered bridge at Beverly and the Barrackville covered bridge on the Fairmont Wheeling Turnpike. His most famous span is the Philippi covered bridge, which was completed in 1852 and restored after a 1989 fire. For more information on Lemuel Chenoweth, visit EWV, the West Virginia Encyclopedia, at wvencyclopedia.org. This Week in West Virginia History is a project of the West Virginia Humanities Council and West Virginia Public Broadcasting.
To find educational activities for teachers and students, go to wv.pbslearningmedia.org.